patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller,
Yeah.
Yes, season. Who's back in the
Season doesn't start when the Bucks play their first game. You know when the season starts? When Zora's on. This is the official opening.
Is Zora there?
Zora's there, sure. She's just being nice and waiting until we get done talking.
She's laying out. What's up, Zora?
Hey. No, I'm here. I thought you guys forgot about me.
Oh, please. Homer's building you up.
It's true. The season has officially started now that Zora's on this show.
You're the highlight of Homer's life over there.
No, I don't want to hear anything about that 2-0 record. Those games don't count.
Homer was depressed up until today, Zora. The guy was depressed. No, thank you.
Then I watch a portion of Notre Dame football, and who's interviewing the coach after the game?
Who?
Zora.
Zora? She's cheating on basketball with football?
You'd have to ask her.
Just a little bit.
What's going on here?
You know where my heart is.
All right, fine. What's up? It's early in the season, so we really can't. There's nothing really to talk about.
I know, you guys. There's nothing for you to be upset about yet.
No,
there's
nothing for me to rip on anybody about. So I'm just going to get some general thoughts about the league. Now, we'll get to the Bucks later, but just start with the Eastern Conference. Lots of new faces in the Eastern Conference. Some teams have bulked up. What do you think about the competition for the Bucks in the Eastern this year?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think Boston actually kind of looks the same, which is not the best if you're a Bucks fan.
But they do. So they do have Brogdon. No, they got Brogdon.
You're right. Off the bench. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon off the bench is like, that's an impressive roster lineup there.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, the Bucks are the only Eastern Conference team that is still undefeated, 2-0, but you know, still 0. Who else are we missing?
I mean, the Hawks.
Brooklyn.
The Hawks made a nice upgrade with DeJounte Murray.
Yep. You got Trae Young and DeJounte Murray in the backcourt.
Cleveland.
All the talent in Brooklyn that can't still find a way to come together. So Wednesday should be interesting.
Donovan Mitchell's there.
In Cleveland.
Yep.
In Cleveland. Got his first win at home.
Yeah, so
there's so much shuffling.
Yeah, there's shuffling.
Like,
everything's new. That's the thing, right? Everything's new. But given that you don't know how everything's going to work out, because dynamics is very important. We saw that with a lot of teams. We know the Bucks dynamic works, and it works well.
Yep.
But what these other teams, though, they're trying to get some star players. But which one of these teams do you think their chemistry is going to be the best?
Outside of the Bucks?
Oh, of course, outside of the Bucks. Bucks already have the chemistry. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to start in Boston. You know, it's a team that's been through a lot, and that can oftentimes bring a group together. And obviously the season that they had last year and making it all the way to the finals, like, that's a real cohesive team. There's a difference in having talent and having a team. And like the Bucks, Boston has a complete team. So that is a team that impresses me. Everything else is just so new.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, let's go down to Philly, right? People may, in Philadelphia, may be discouraged by the start, but I think that's going to take some time. And that's another group that has so much talent, but I don't know if their team yet.
Right.
Yeah. Even though it is kind of the second season with James and Joel, something's just not clicking the same. It's great to see PJ with that group.
Yep.
Not
great. Would you rather see him with the Bucks, wouldn't you? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, but I respect what PJ brings to the floor, and I just think, I mean, you talk about their lineup, right? It's Tyrese Maxey, it's James Harden, it's PJ, Tobias, and Joel. I mean, that's a great starting lineup.
Tough lineup, yeah, no question.
And so, just as a basketball fan, I appreciate what they've got going on.
Are you guys
going
to bring up Jay Crowder at some point? Like, Zora, come on, is he going to join the Bucks?
We don't know where he's going.
Zora's got inside information. Zora knows.
Well, just first of all, she doesn't know.
Do I ever do rumors? Do I ever feed into rumors?
This is better than a rumor. This is whatever stronger than a rumor.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she does.
But let's just say
she's probably been to his pistachio farm in Arizona.
Let's ask her a question she can actually answer. Zora, do you think? How do you think Jay would fit on this team, the Bucks team?
I like the grit. Like Jay Crowder is one of those people that you hate to play against, but like, okay, he's on our team, so we, you know, we'll rock with it.
Yeah,
like a PJ, like a Marcus Smart, all those types of guys, right? Like they're annoying, but then when they're on your team, the Bucks just have so much. It's who you're giving up, right?
Yeah.
And the Bucks have so much talent, but I mean the roster as constructed is great. It's also full.
it's full.
Meaning somebody would you know, if the Bucks are going to make any moves, what you mean, you know, you're throwing out names, but I'm just saying any moves in the future, which it's only natural for a team to explore, something's going to have to give, right?
Right. And the Athletic is saying this, and you can comment as you wish.
Okay.
In addition to the Hawks, the Suns have recently been engaged in talks with the Bucks on a potential Jay Crowder trade, sources said. Talk to Zora. She knows more than we do. Milwaukee has registered interest in the veteran forward who has remained away from the Suns organization as both sides work toward a trade. Miami is also believed to be among the current suitors for Crowder. That was accurate, but other than the part I added about Zora, I made that up.
You know what I want to bring up about any, you know, trade conversations that have to do with the Bucks? So, like, the Bucks' core is intact. Like, whatever they do, is it a game changer? I mean, like, you have Giannis, Chris, Drew, and Brooke. Like, yes, you're going to add pieces here and there, but, like, your core is intact. Like, it's set. So, in my mind, the Bucks are good to go. Whatever they do, you know, in terms of role players is great. You know, that's why John Horst is so good at what he does. But, I mean, the bulk of the production of this team is set.
It says Crowder is said to prefer a trade to Miami or Atlanta.
Well, naturally, yeah, right?
Why? Who wouldn't want to play with Giannis? Unlike his two finals appearances, which I would tell him, you might actually get a ring this time.
And Milwaukee has become more of a destination for folks.
Well seriously, like, Tony, you're the former player. Who wouldn't want to play in Milwaukee with Giannis? Come on.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Tony, break it down.
There's a certain standard and a philosophy in the way things are done. Everybody likes it.
Well, the question I was going to ask, Zora, and this is kind of what you're asking me, is like, you know, what makes the Bucks so good, right? Their chemistry work, the players they have, what makes it work? And, Zora, on basketball teams, I tell Homer, it's about knowing your place, knowing the pecking order. When you ask what kind of person would come to the Bucks, it's not a guy who's looking to be the man, not a young player looking to be the guy. Well, you're not going to be the guy. Sorry. We got a pecking order here. It's Giannis, Middleton, and Drew, and then everybody else. So you're not getting in that pecking order if you're a young guy and up and coming. So you're probably not going to look to, you know, come here and join forces with the Bucks. So that would be my reason why. Go ahead.
I mean, I guess my question back is like, why is this such a big conversation? I don't know. Like, why can't we talk about the team that's intact? That's just my thoughts.
Because a lot of
is this a really big deal?
Because the Bucks could use a little more toughness, and he would be a good one to have, kind of like when they had Tucker.
Well, first of all, Zora, you know, is Marquette guy, so we want the Marquette guy here for
that's
one.
Fair. That's fair.
But what about my theory that I just gave you?
Well, but also, I mean,
you have a Marquette guy.
I like that theory too. But I mean, the other thing people would say is like, listen, a lot of people are upgrading in the Eastern Conference. Just because the Bucks are good doesn't mean you don't have to upgrade. You can still bring pieces in.
Yeah, who's the tough guy Crowder on the Bucks team right now? Who is it?
Who is like Crowder?
Yeah. Who's the
Bucks
most like Crowder on the team? I have to think about it because nobody's going to jump out.
No, I mean, the most like, I'm not saying they are alike, but the most like him would be a Wesley Matthews.
Yeah. And he's more of an outside guy than Crowder's around.
Crowder knocks down a three. Knocks down shots.
is more around the basket than Matthews in terms of that toughness or not?
No, I mean, I think Jay Crowder is a 3-and-D guy. I do.
Okay.
But the toughness just shows up in a different way. Like, he's more of like playing the game, get under your skin. But I
like
think
Tucker, right? He's the closest thing to Tucker.
Right. Like, TJ was a 3. I mean, he knocked down that corner 3.
Right.
And then had the ability. Here's the difference. Jay Crowder, PJ Tucker could guard the 4. Wesley, although he'll tell you he can, and I believe he can, it's not going to be on the coach's list to have him guard, you know, the 4. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we should probably move on. I don't think he's ending up here.
And even if he, like I said, even if he does, whatever, I mean, the Bucks are always looking how they can adjust and make the roster better. So I don't think changes are, you know, not going to happen between now and the playoffs. Like, that's just the reality of the NBA. But I also feel like, okay, new season starting up. This is the roster that's here right now. Let's dive into that. Like, the fact that Giannis had 44. And Giannis had 44 points. This is how spoiled Milwaukee fans are. Giannis had 44 points, and you wanted to bring up the possibility of Jay Crowder.
No, we were going to finish with Giannis because we have a new...
Zara, we're not resting on the past. He had 44. That game's over.
No, we are taking Giannis
forward
to a new level, and we're asking you to help us.
No, Homer.
We're not going to bring up the Knicks game?
No. You and Zara know the deal here. Let's not act like the regular season means crap.
What do you mean?
The regular season means crap.
No,
you know this team is not a regular season team. They're playing for the championship. That's what matters.
But we don't care
if Giannis had 79 one game.
Maybe, but we have
ready,
the nickname.
What happens when the playoffs start? Are we going to be ready to dominate? That's what we want to know.
I wanted to know the nickname.
So Zora, don't act like we can't talk about improving the roster.
Totilio.
That's what we're here to talk about. Making the championship roster.
Totilio is what we're here to talk about. Teller Hall of Famer. Yeah. The new name we have for Giannis that everybody should use when he does something special.
She's got to respond to what I just said first.
Oh, all right.
Well, you're all I can't hear it.
No, Homer's yelling. I tried to tell
I'll
him. I tried to get him to get
quiet.
Where did he go?
My point was this is a team is about a championship. It's not about a regular season. So Giannis had 44. Whoop-de-doo, Zora. You're trying to talk. Zora's trying to talk like a player right now. She's really trying to talk like a player. Zora, we're not in the player business.
Nickname.
We're in the GM business. How are we going to be ready for the playoff run?
I agree. But you can't think that you just are going to wake up in April and start caring about the playoffs.
We can. The players can. We can. 100% we can. We don't even have to watch until April.
Please watch. Thank you.
I always watch, but I'm saying we don't have to watch. Our focus ain't that, and we're not going to get excited about regular season
wins. What do you learn during
the regular
season?
It's like the Bucks; they're not going to wear themselves out trying to get a regular season record. Guess what? They're going to stay tuned, stay healthy.
He only took 21 shots. I know.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. They're going to stay tuned. They're going to tune up, and they're going to stay fresh and stay ready for the playoffs. They're not going to knock themselves out trying to break a regular season wins record, right? So that's why I'm saying they're trying to get ready for the stretch run, right? So that's why I'm saying we're focusing. Yeah, we're focusing on, like, you know, a lot of teams are making moves. Like, can the Bucks do something to get better? That's all we're saying, Zora. We're not trying to disrespect Giannis's 44.
I think sometimes the best move is maybe not to make a move at all.
No move.
The team. Oh, and also let's because I think if one of the Bucks front office folks were listening to this, they would be upset that we did not bring up Joe Ingles, because everybody says that the team didn't make any moves, and they really believe that acquiring Joe Ingles was a big move.
I like the move, yeah, no question.
And so that's gonna make a difference when he's available.
But that's said right. Why people aren't talking about it, because he's not even playing right now, right? So you got to wait.
You got to wait
for him to be available. That's all. That's why they're not talking about it.
Okay, now can you get to the new nickname?
Yes. We came up with a new nickname, and Homer wants you to put it out there. If Zora says it, it's going to be gold.
That's a little bit loud, but a Hall of Famer teller. This is a Greek word.
Uh-huh.
Tony's laughing so much. I know he doesn't laugh that much, but at times, he can't control himself. If Pebble keeps playing that, because I claim that there's a greatness of Giannis that he does it various times, and there has to be some way to recognize that. both not yeah. only in his basketball, but
you got me sweating in
so the phrase it was perfect, but that's not what we use. We now have what is the
I gave him the name Totelio. It's Greek for the perfect one.
Ooh.
Yeah, Totelio. Yeah.
See, he wouldn't like it because he just thinks it's too obnoxious. I'm Sir Giannis, but it's and I claim it occurs about every game where he does something like the 44 points. Totelio was 17 of 21. That's what that was. And so there'll be other games, and I'm sure, I mean, you're there. I bet every game he does something, and you go, wow. Well, you don't say wow anymore, you say. Yeah. Depending on the level of how loud you say it. If you're Tony, if you're Tony, you do it like this. Tony, tell Zora how you would do it.
I'd be like, oh, Totelio.
And I go, Totelio! Totelio! As I'm sitting at home watching the obnoxious game.
Mine's going to be more like, oh, there he goes again. The perfect one.
Yeah.
I love this. I think this is great.
I knew she'd like it.
Yeah. Zora's on board. And we're in.
The key is you can't use it very often. And there might actually be a game in which it doesn't occur. But I'll be surprised. Because I think, and then I thought on Twitter and something, I was going to do this with 17 of 21, but I didn't know how to spell it. And I couldn't remember exactly what the word is. But that, to me, was the exact – it wasn't the points he scored. It's incredibly efficient.
Yeah. So. Right, right. It's the fact that you looked up
in
the fourth quarter at 40. I've been trying to Google this word, though, the entire time. And, like you, I can't spell it.
I mean, it's you got the Greek actual spelling with the letters, and then you have just Google Translate it.
The translation is
Totelio,
but it's a perfect. It's not just a perfect person.
It's the perfect one.
The perfect one.
The perfect.
Yeah.
I'll work on it. I love that. Wow.
You can use it, and you never have to credit us. Are you okay with that, Tony?
100%. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'll give you credit. Whose idea was this, Homer or Tony?
It was mine, but
Homer said something different, but I changed it to the perfect one. It's as is usually the case.
He said
I come up with a general idea, and then Tony makes it the best way it can be, and the perfect one is.
Just give it show credit, Zora. Show credit. No individual. Yeah,
it'll go better if you give Tony credit.
Yes. Hey, at least he's saying something positive. So.
Yeah. Nice shot, Zora. At Tony.
I always say something positive.
Zora can finish. We want her to finish on the shot at Tony.
Whatever.
Nicely done, Zora. The season has started. Thanks.
Right.
We've got that on tape. I apologize for interrupting. What did you say again? What was your last thought just seconds ago?
Oh, what? At least Tony said something positive.
What a way to finish.
Recorded.
Totelio.
I will end it on this too.
Exactly.
We're all in agreement on this word. And that is rare.
That is very rare.
Yeah.
Very
rare.
Tony disagrees with everything. I agree with you.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Zora.
He didn't finish positive. Next.